button. That's the KHNC website, and hit the Bleed Stop button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with an article out of Reuters, Dubai. And Reuters is the article, Iran has successfully test-launched a ballistic missile with a potential of 2,000 kilometers range. This was on Thursday, today. And 2 days after the chief of Israeli armed forces, he raised the prospect of action against Tehran over its nuclear program. I'm telling you, you better not mess with Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's not going to put up with it. Despite U.S. and European opposition, the Islamic Republic said it will further develop its defense missile program. Quote, our message to Iran's enemies is that we will defend the country and its achievements. Our message to our friends is that we want to help regional stability. Iranian Defense Minister Mohammad Reza Ashtiani stated. The state TV broadcast a few seconds of footage of what it says was the launch of an upgraded version of Iran's Karam-4 ballistic missile with a range of 2,000 kilometers, which is about 1,243 miles, and able to carry a 1,500 kilogram or 3,300 pound warhead. Well, I know that there's going to be conflict and war in the Middle East. It's just a matter of time. Another article. This was out of news.antiwar.com. Since Benjamin Netanyahu became prime minister once again, Israeli defense minister said, this is out of, I'm sorry, news.antiwar.com. Netanyahu government says doubled airstrikes in Syria. Israel's defense minister said Monday that the Israeli government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu doubled airstrikes in Syria since taking power in late December of 2022. Since I took office, the number of Israeli strikes against the Iranians in Syria have doubled, according to Israeli defense Yoav Gallant. While Israel frames its airstrikes in Syria as operations against Iran, and they occasionally kill Iranians, the strikes will often kill or wound Syrian soldiers and civilians. So far this year, Israel has targeted Syria's Aleppo airport several times, which followed that earthquake they had that I believe was a weapon, was a an attack using earthquake technology. Israeli officials rarely comment on individual airstrikes in Syria, and Gallant would not offer a number of how many strikes have been launched by the Netanyahu government. He says, as part of this campaign, We are working methodically to strike the Iranian intelligence capabilities in Syria. These strikes inflict significant damage to the attempts by the Revolutionary Guard to establish a foothold a few kilometers from the Israeli border. And as I have stated many times, Benjamin Netanyahu, this government, we have interfered with Israel's elections to try to remove Netanyahu as prime minister, and now, or to keep him from winning election, and now to oust him. And this is the protests that were taking place here 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago. They've settled down. But Netanyahu isn't going to allow these missiles, grenades, launches into Israel, into their territory. He will deal with it. And here again, Iran is continuing with their program to agitate and to eventually attack Israel. They will eventually with Russia, but not just yet. It's a little while, it's off in the distance, a little while, the war with Russia and Iran. When they invade Israel, the war with Russia, Iran invading Israel, but there's going to be a conflict in Syria, Damascus, a campaign against Israel here very shortly, I believe, and it's going to be unsuccessful. So I just thought I haven't forgotten that I do watch Israel. I don't want you to forget that I'm watching Israel, and I'll just update you when things happen. Things are going to happen. So for now, we'll just hold and see. And then we're going to see what's happening on the Western Front. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Now we're going to jump to, this is out of DailyMail.com. Zelensky's hit list. Ukraine admits it is looking to kill Putin. The Wagner chief. Wagner is the special ops of the Russian military. It's kind of like mercenaries, like we had our, oh, what was his name? Republican supporter. Oh, I forgot the name. We used them during the invasion of Iraq. I'll think of it. But anyhow, Wagner chief and General Armageddon, this is who this guy is. He's a general. They call him Mr. General Armageddon. Surovikin. But is hampered by Vlad's body doubles. So they're trying to assassinate him. This attempt and program is not a Zelensky plan. This is a plan using Zelensky as the, you might say, he's not the one planning it. It is the CIA. But he's the one that's got his nose out to be take the flak. Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin is also on the list alongside senior Russian military commanders, including General Sergei Armageddon Surovikin, the second most powerful commander in Ukraine's military intelligence service, Vladimir Skibitsky stated. But Skibitsky told Die Welt that it's difficult to assassinate Putin because the Russian despot stays holed up, although he is now beginning to stick his head out. But when he does appear publicly in the Ukrainian spy agency is not sure whether it's really him. Skibitsky said, in a reference to Putin's alleged use of body doubles, even at prominent events. And people have cited over the years, like UFOs, unidentified objects, Hillary Clinton, or Hillary Clinton lookalikes. Everybody's mystified because they don't know if it's a body double or if it's really her. There aren't too many Bill Clinton doubles. And then you have the Joe Biden doubles. I think is these people have to be great actors to be able to fake being Joe Biden. I mean, how do you fake what is going on with this individual? How can you fake sundowners? How do you, I mean, these body doubles, they don't want to trip and fall down the stairs coming off of Air Force One or trip going up. They just can't seem to master it. Joe Biden has mastered the stumbling, practice of stumbling, which is not practice. So anyhow, body doubles. This is what's happening. All right. Now, I just felt that this was out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Participants of the 11th International Meeting of High Representatives for Security Issues, which happened yesterday, at that meeting, Putin told the top security officials from 100 of the world's nations, don't think that Russia is isolated from the countries of the world. America is trying to isolate Russia, sanction Russia, demonize Russia. But Russia is very influential as a nation, and because of Vladimir Putin. He said, clearly the international situation can be described in terms of mounting instability. Russia is convinced there is a workable alternative to this destructive course and policy of blackmail and illegitimate sanctions, which includes the strengthening of stability around the world, the consistent building of single and invisible security, and the solution to formidable tasks leading to economic, technological, and social progress. To get there, it is primarily important to coordinate the efforts of all countries and to ensure painstaking joint work based on the principles of mutual respect, partnership, and trust. These approaches are laid down in the revised Russian foreign policy concept. Vladimir Putin. Much of what is written in policy, he has a hand in all of it. And most of it is actually presented because of his brilliant mind. I don't think, and maybe the world, I think Henry Kissinger, he has an understanding of international politics. Soros, no. But there are just a handful of individuals that really grasp what has been happening internationally, globally, for the last 140 years. Very few. Those that did grasp it, that were part of the changes that took place after World War I, even prior to World War I, Woodrow Wilson, some of the former presidents of America, they understood how the world was going to change because they were in positions to set things in motion to change the world. One of the ways they were going to change the world was to destroy Russia. That was a British plan through Pilgrim Society. And they installed Stalin, educated him, put him in position, brought about the Bolshevik Revolution. The men in this government and the intelligence agencies in this government back in 1907, 1910, prior to World War I, they knew the change that was coming. It wasn't accidental. It was pre-planned. And part of that change had to be the destruction of Russia. The British educated Lenin to a great degree, gave him the way to start the Bolshevik Revolution and change the future for Russia. They also, another plan, in between 1917, 1918, up into the late 30s, was Adolf Hitler. And Vladimir Putin has studied all of this. I know in high school I studied American history and Civil War history and American history and Pearl Harbor and a little bit of World War I. But I didn't view it, didn't see it the way these people see it. This government with Hoover, all of them, Truman, Roosevelt, they were changing the world with the British, with other powerful, wealthy families in Europe, the Rockefellers in this country, the Rothschilds in Europe. Putin understands that. He saw it. He sees it. And he knows what America's up to because, like I say, there's only a handful of people that are exceptionally brilliant in understanding how the world was changed back in the 1800s, into the 1900s, into the 20th century, into this century, and Vladimir Putin is one of those individuals. Henry Kissinger, he was part of the change starting after World War II, starting in the 60s when he was beginning to become prominent in the late 60s, early 70s with the oil embargo as he began to work for this government with Nixon and with other presidents. He understood how to bring about change. The Cold War after World War II, we went into Cold War with Russia because Russia became the enemy. During World War II, Russia was an ally to a degree. It was still a threat to America, to England, to the allied nations, but still, Russia, without Russia, Adolf Hitler would never have been defeated. And if Hitler would have been successful in the attempt to invade and to occupy Moscow, America would have been pretty much against the ropes. Things would not have, the outcome, America would never have become the world hegemony, at the beginning of the birth, the genesis of America's world hegemony, which had already begun back in the 1800s, but it really was put in place right after World War II. And America has become what it has become. We have run, owned, controlled, dictated to the nations from that time to the present. Whatever it is we desired, we got. We were the princess. We were everything as far as what a nation could be and would want to be, what other nations would hope to have been, America was. But the nations realized how corrupt the government was in this nation and how corrupt it still is. Now, Putin, he has been actively involved in putting together an alternate system to the unipolar world of the West. There is another article that I'm going to read from. And, you know, because I, like many other, I don't know, talk show hosts in this country, lecturers, have been talking about America in a very negative way, going back to the 70s before. Most were branded as being anti-American. But now, they no longer carry that stigma or that brand, because we have, as a nation, have, through the last couple of few decades, five decades, the American people are beginning to see, wait a minute, we're Americans, but the people that rule this country, the powers in this country, are not American. They're actually anti-American, going along with policies out of the UN to allow an invasion on the southern border, and not only allow it, but funding it, making sure that the agencies, the law enforcement agencies in the states along the southern border, do not interfere, hinder in any way the people crossing into this country. So you have the American people that are truly American, that love America, and then you have the political world of professionals, Republican and Democrat, who hate this country, who are globalists, who love globalism, who love control, who love power, and they know that the one thing that's in their way is the Constitution of the United States of America. And when they destroy it, America, you think we're lawless now? When the Constitution is destroyed, we will really be lawless. We'll be back to continue. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Back in a few minutes.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
J. Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
You know, it's not funny to have a reality that we, American people, the good people of this land, are living honestly in a gangster's paradise. The gangsters of this land are the ones that have fueled racial war, fueled the drugs reaching the citizens of this country, the attacks on the black people of this country, the attacks on the conservative people of this country, the Christian community. The gangsters that have ruled this country, really in a sense, the last hundred, beginning a hundred by the late 1880s, the gangsters were coming to power. And the gangsters out of Europe, out of the Pilgrim Society in London, Pilgrim Society in New York City, these are the true gangsters that have pushed euthanasia, depopulation, the geo wars that are taking place on the American people. Whenever you have a tornadoes in an area, chances are they're not natural, or hurricanes hitting the East Coast or the Gulf. Many times, yes, there are natural patterns, but a lot of times they're engineered, directed. Their spin is accelerated. We're in a world now where, because of the ability with communication, people are beginning to truly see what is real. The gangsters, the true gangsters, and now you watch what's happening with the imposter in the presidential seat and his son. Everything is coming out. Would you say that this is just like the Bush family? Are they gangsters? Would you say the Bill and Hillary during their time as Bill was governor of in Arkansas, Barry Seal, the drug running with Reagan, the Iran-Contra, with George Bush Sr. involved? What's happening is the American people, the documentation is overwhelming. There are gangsters running this country that have run this country. The gangsters that now we find out, they incubated and brought to life Russiagate. Forget Watergate. Watergate did bring down a president, and Russiagate removed a president that should still be in the White House, and he's not allowed to go really into Washington, D.C. I don't know the last time he was actually in Washington, President Donald Trump. Now, also, to continue with the gangsters that rule this country, this was a gentleman. He's from Brazil. His name is Pepe Escobar. He states, make no mistake about what the G7's Hiroshima Communique is all about. We just had the G7 last week. The setting is a city in neo-colony Japan, nuclear bombed 78 years ago by the United States, for which it makes no excuses. The message, the G7, actually the G9, which is augmented by two unelected bureaucrats, the G9 declares war, hybrid or otherwise, against BRICS, against the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa group, which has also 25 nations on its waiting list and counting. The G7's key strategic objective is the defeat of Russia, followed by the subjugation of China. For the G7, G9, these real powers are the main global threats to freedom and democracy. It's not like empire and the unipolar West have been a threat to the nations of the world. So now, these nations are calling the kettle black. Now, the corollary is that the global South must toe the line or else. Call that a remix of the early 2000s. You're either with us or you're against us. Meanwhile, in the real world, that of productive economies, the dogs of war bark while the new Silk Road caravans keep marching on. The key new Silk Roads of emerging multipolarity are China's ambitious multi-trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative. And the Russian Iran India International North South Transportation Corridor. So there's one going east to west, the other going north to south. and we don't hear anything about it. It's clear that the G7 and G9 will go to the ends of the earth to undermine the multipolar world plan of global governance. This gives you an idea of what the gangsters hate. It's evident they're gangsters. You know, also, there is what is known as a rules-based international order. And that rule-based international order, I'm going to explain it to you. This is out of thehill.com. This is by Mark Toth. This was on about November of last year. The much vaunted liberal international order, recently rebranded as the Rules-Based International Order, RBIO, is disintegrating before our eyes. I'm going to take these glasses off. Gee, my knee. Okay. Is disintegrating before our eyes. I've talked about the rule and the power of empire being disintegrated, being destroyed. We're going to discuss that a little bit more when we get back. The present truth.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
The Tree Farm's Memorial Day Sale, going on now. Save on thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, vines, berries, and more. Now get 20 to 30% off all sizes of evergreen trees, including pine, spruce, upright juniper, and a lot more. For example, 5-year-old 4-foot tall Austrian pine trees are now only $199.99 each. The Tree Farm's Memorial Day Sale, now through Memorial Day. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
So we have a gangster's paradise and fools on the hill. Not a fool only, fools. Foolish, foolish people. And they pretend to be, they have power, They pretend to have a brain, but they don't. Now, the rules-based international order is ending. And this international order that has controlled everything since the late 40s empire are what we have done for the last roughly 70, 80 years is ending. The much vaunted liberal international order, recently rebranded as the rules-based international order, is disintegrating before our eyes. The rules, the norms, and institutions first tentatively assembled into a coherent system of global governance in the immediate post-war World War II era, but only becoming fully globalized in the aftermath of the Cold War, no longer have the regulative or structuring effects they once had. The United Nations Security Council is paralyzed. The norm prohibiting wars of aggression has been shattered. The institutions governing the global economy are faltering under the weight of repeated financial crises. And even stable regional organizations like NATO and the European Union are experiencing unprecedented centrifugal forces that are threatening to tear them apart. Indeed, one might even say, as did the Italian political theorist Antonio Gramsci in the similarly auspicious interwar period, quote, "The old world is dying, the new world struggles to be born." This is exactly what is happening. This is what we are watching. This is what is happening. The old world is dying. Empire's control of the nations is dying. And the multipolar world nations are struggling to live, to exist, to come out healthy out of the madness that the world has been in for the last 70, 80 years. America has been empire. As America and the unipolar world nations lose their power, Europe, the European nations are part of this structure. But even they are realizing there is a breach in the hull of this ship. And this is irreparable. You cannot, there is no way to fix it, to remedy it. The destruction of this nation, we are watching the beginning of the destruction of this nation. As the multipolar world nations continue to gain strength and momentum, America is going to have one option. That option is to use our military, use our technology through weather warfare systems, our technology through earthquake technology, through causing hurricanes, again, weather warfare, and the old days of just replacing leaders of a nation are over. They're too slow. They're too much in the open. So what will you do? You'll use modern technology, shipwreck the economies, destroy their computer networks. This is the only thing America can do. As we are going down in flames, the coming president of this country that replaces Donald Trump in the very near future is going to go to war with the world. And the nations that are going to continue to tie in and connect with this unipolar world network are going to be against us. So you're either with us or you're against us. These nations, the multipolar world nations, are attempting to be born healthy. This whole new governance, global government, is struggling to live. is struggling to really come into existence. So Antonio, he goes on to say, again, the old world is dying, the new world struggles to be born. And we might even be tempted to conclude, as did Gramsci, that this is necessary, this is a necessarily terrifying time. As he puts it, a time of monsters. The unipolar world nations, you'd have to describe them as monsters, what we have done to the world, what we will do to the world, and what we're going to do to the multipolar world nations. While this is a time of monsters, it may be frightening, it shouldn't be at all surprising. The rules-based international order, like all international orders, is simply moving through its natural life cycle. Born as a truly global system in the aftermath of the Cold War, what was then an ambiguously liberal international order flourished during the ensuing unipolar movement, with no viable competitors, with liberal norms and ideals of Cold War victors suffused and animated the institutions of global governance as never before, giving them a coherence, and a vitality that they never lacked during the era of Soviet-American rivalry. We're in a heavy time.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Eldorados, you gotta get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Naturally Inspired Health Summit, Real Solutions for Healthy Living. June 24th at The Ranch by the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland, Colorado. Come and meet your community in health. Shauna Eckhart from Rocky Mountain Botanicals. Roxanne Eli from Above and Beyond Meals. Maudie Soul Yanez from Amity Creations. Marianne Niehaus from Patriots Serving Patriots. Get your tickets today at naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, so there's a monster on the loose. It has our head inside a noose. So, to get to where they want to get to, this is what Mr. Okay, this is what Mr. Toth says. We've reached full maturity in the era of hyperglobalization, when liberal norms and ideals related to the free markets, democracy, and human rights were both embedded in and promoted by international organizations and non-governmental organizations, NGOs. now rebranded Rules-Based International Order, then entered the Rules-Based Order, entered its beginning in the early, or its end in the 2010s. The rise of China, the relative decline of U.S. power, the COVID-19 pandemic, repeated financial crises, the accelerated trend toward decoupling and deglobalization, all have acted like corrosive acids hollowing out institutions of global governance that were erected or renovated in the heyday of globalization, globalizing liberalism. Now the rules-based international order is in its death throes. To be sure, there are those who cling to the idea that the old order can be salvaged. I agree, it cannot be salvaged. There is no way you can salvage empire. What we have, what we were, the greatness is over. We cannot be salvaged. This is indeed a time of monsters, according to Mr. Toth. Again, the article is out of thehill.com. This was the 15th of November, 2022. I'm really glad I stumbled upon this thing. I am just finding these articles that really are hitting the nail on the head. I have more to present, but we're just a few minutes from ending the program. And the new order, reflecting a more multipolar and multi-civilizational distribution of power, will not be built by Washington for Washington. It will not simply be a reflection of American values and interests. Rather, whatever new order emerges in the coming years will reflect some combinations or synthesis of the national visions of various great powers that will demand a say in what the new rules, norms, and institutions of global governance will look like. It will reflect, in other words, the values and interests of countries such as China, India, and Russia for a while, as much as those of the United States. For we who are Christians and we know what the Bible says, when Christ returns, there will be a new global order. And we're watching the nations begin to, in a sense, lay down the infrastructure, the foundation for what will be the new order to come in the time of Christ when he comes back. But he will change it, and the new kingdom that he brings in is going to be without corruption. It will be a righteous kingdom. It will be a powerful kingdom. And the nations are going to meet at Armageddon. That will be the big sign to the whole world that Christ is going to once again return to the Mount of Olives. We'll be back tomorrow, one more day. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.